We'll be reading in the book of Haggai.
我们从第一节念到第九节。
We will read chapter 1, verse 1 to 9.
我希望我们大家都能够翻到以后我们能够一起读。
I hope everyone will turn to this book and we can read together.
我还记得Paul Ma 弟兄来的时候他就告诉我们读圣经对他的益处。
I remember when Brother Paul Ma came here, he shared with us the benefits of reading the Bible.
如果我们知道怎么样来读圣经的话
If we know how to read the Bible,
那也许就不需要交通了
Maybe we don't need any more fellowship.
所以盼望我们读的时候呢实在是用一个谨慎的态度来读
I hope that we will read the text carefully.
我们念第一节到第九节我希望每一位弟兄姊妹都能够读
We would read from verse 1 to verse 9, and I hope all brothers and sisters would read.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说万军之耶和华如此说这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说这殿仍然荒凉你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗现在万军之耶和华如此说你们要审查自己的行为你们撒的众多收的却少你们吃却不得饱喝却不得足穿衣服却不得暖得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中万军之耶和华如此说你们要审查自己的行为你们要上山取木料建造这殿我就因此喜乐且得荣耀这是耶和华说的你们盼望多得所得的却少你们收在家中我就推去这是为什么呢因为我的殿荒凉你们个人却顾自己的房屋这是万军之耶和华说的这里面有几个字盼望弟兄姊妹注意头一个是在第五节那里说你们要审查自己的行为那个行为那个字
There are several words I would like to bring to your attention the first one is in verse 5 Give careful thought to your ways
这个行为刚才你们听到的英文的翻译那就是正确的应该翻成道路
And the English translation here is more accurate It translates to give thought to your ways
要我们来审查我们所走过的道路
We need to consider all the paths which we have took
第二处就是第九节那里你们个人却顾自己的房屋
And the next one is in verse 9
busy with your own house.
Oh, that you're busy with your own house.
这里面呢那个字哈那个顾实在原文里面应该做奔。
Busy
with, if you run to your house.
The original translation should be that you're running, you're busy running to your own house.
这是两个在翻译上不太正确的地方。
These are two clarifications we need to make for translation.
我们再读第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
我们从第一节也是读到第九节。
Again, we will read from verse 1 to verse 9.
盼望我们还是用同样的那个态度来读。
Let's read with the same attitude.
七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。你要晓谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓说你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢现在你们看着如何岂不在眼中看如无有吗耶和华说所罗巴伯啊虽然如此你当刚强约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚啊你也当刚强这地的百姓你们都当刚强做工因为我与你们同在这是万军之耶和华说的都是照着你们出埃及我与你们立约的话那时我的灵住在你们中间你们不要惧怕 万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海和山地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都被运来。我就使这殿满了荣耀，这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。同样在这一段经文里面也有一个地方我们需要注意一下。
Same thing, we need to draw your attention to one particular place.
第七节中文说万国的珍宝。
In verse 7 it says all the desire of the nations.
同样的你们刚才听到英文的翻译，那实在应该翻译成万国所羡慕的，或者说我所要的。
And here again, the English translation is more accurate that this is the desire of all the nations.
不是讲到某些的珍宝。
It is not talking about particular treasures.
讲到一件事，一个东西是万国所羡慕的。
It talks about one thing that is the desire of all nations.
这是一个我们需要注意的地方。
This is one place we need to take notice.
这个地方是在第九节。
The second is in verse 9.
第九节说这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Verse 9 says the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house.
这个地方呢，中文的翻译比英文的正确。
And here the Chinese translation is more accurate than English.
因为只有一个 house.
Because there's only one house.
所以是后来的荣耀。
So it's the latter glory.
而不是后来的 house.
It is not the latter house.
后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory shall be greater than the former glory.
所以感谢主，不同的翻译里面呢各有优点。
We thank the Lord for different translations.
我们再读第三处。
Let's read the third portion.
在第二章我们从第十节念到十五节。
We will read chapter 2 verse 10 to 15.
大力乌王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法。
If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stool, some wine or oil or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said,So it is with these people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer, there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this form this day on.
And consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. 然后我们再读十八节。
Verse 18.
你们要追想此日以前，就是在九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。刚才我们所念到的三处的圣经，都是哈该所说的三次的信息。
And all the three portions from the scripture we read are three sermons from Haggai.
在第一章第一节到第九节里面，哈该所要告诉以色列人的。是那个圣殿的荒凉。
And from chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 9, Haggai told the people how desolate the temple is.
在第二章第十节到第十五节那里，哈该要告诉以色列的百姓，他们的服事，他们的侍奉是何等的荒凉。
And in chapter 2 from verse 10 to verse 15, Haggai tells the people that their service to the Lord is desolate in desolation.
他们侍奉上的荒凉，乃是因为他们在圣殿上的荒凉。
And all these are due to the desolation in the temple.
然后在第二章第一节到第九节里面，哈该告诉以色列百姓，什么是圣殿的荣耀。
And in chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 9, Haggai tells the people what is the glory of the temple.
这是今天早上想跟弟兄姊妹交通的有关圣殿的这三方面。
And these are the three areas that I would like to share with you this morning concerning the temple.
先知
哈该在地上服侍主的年日一共只有三个月零二十四天。
Haggai only served the Lord on this earth for 3 months.
你看有哪一个人服侍主就服侍主三个月零二十四天。
How many people only served the Lord for 3 months and 24 days?
在这三个月零二十四天里面，哈该只有一个题目。
In this 3 months and 24 days of service, Haggai only has one thing. One subject.
那他的题目就是圣殿。
And that is the temple.
这是他一生的服事。
This is his lifelong service.
我们看服事主不在乎年日的长久。
We know that serving the Lord doesn't matter how lengthy it is.
如果我们能够像哈该一样，能够被主所用三个月零二十四天。
If we can be like Haggai that has been used by God for 3 months and 24 days.
有一天我们到主的面前，主就说你是忠心还有良善的仆人。
One day when we face the Lord, He shall say to us, "You are faithful and good servant."
如果我们不能够像哈该一样忠心服侍主，就是我们服侍主三十年。
If we cannot be like Haggai, who served the Lord with a faithful heart, even if we serve the Lord for 30 years.
有一天，主也不能够说我们是忠心又良善的仆人。
One day when we see the Lord, He still cannot say to us that we are good and faithful servants.
我想我们先跟弟兄姊妹看一下。这哈该那个时候的背景。
I want to share with you first of all the Haggai's background.
为了方便弟兄姊妹能够了解，我就画了一个简单的图。
To make it easy for everyone to understand, I have prepared a little diagram.
这里面这上面就是在586年 BC 的时候，那个时候犹大国被巴比伦所灭亡。
Around 586 BC, the nation of Judah was taken captive by Babylon.
按照圣经的记载，圣经上告诉我们，犹太人要亡国70年。
According to the recording of the Bible, it tells us that they will be in captivity for 70 years.
在他们亡国50年以后呢，神就兴起了环境，让所罗巴伯能够回到耶路撒冷。
After 50 years into captivity, the Lord causes Zerubbabel to return to Judah.
他们回到耶路撒冷以后，他们头一件事情就是重建祭坛。
After they returned, the first thing they did was to rebuild the altar.
然后他们就重建圣殿的根基。
And then they laid down the foundation of the temple.
这件事记载在以斯拉记上。
And all these were recorded in the book of Ezra.
他们花了一年的时间就把圣殿的根基盖好了。
One year's time to lay down the foundation of the temple.
然后因为种种的缘故，他们就停下来。
And because all sorts of different reasons, they stopped their work.
他们一停就停了15年。
And they stopped for 15 years.
在15年期满的时候，神就兴起了哈该。
When the time is fulfilled, God raised up Haggai.
于是哈该就讲了许多的信息。
And he gave several messages.
然后以色列人受了感动，他们又起来重新建造。
And the people of Israel, their hearts were stirred, and they rose up to rebuild the temple.
他们花了4年的功夫，他们把圣殿建造完成。
It took 4 years of time to build the temple.
如果你会加法的话，50+1就是55，51。
You know, addition 50+1 is 51.
51+15就是66。
51+15 is 66。
66+4，这就是70。
66+4 is 70。
所以神告诉以色列百姓，他们要被掳70年。
So God told the people that they will be in captivity for 70 years.
什么时候那个被掳的日子到结束呢？
Whenever the time is fulfilled,
是在圣殿建造完成的时候。
It is the time when the temple is rebuilt.
不是在所罗巴伯回到耶路撒冷的时候。
It is not the time wasn't fulfilled when Zerubbabel returned to Judah.
当所罗巴伯回到耶路撒冷以后，他们就开始了燔祭。
When Zerubbabel returned to Judah, they restored the burnt offering.
他们就有了那个侍奉。
They began serving the Lord.
圣殿的根基也建造好了。
They also laid a foundation to the temple.
但是从神的眼光里面，他们仍然是活在被掳的光景里面。
But in God's eye, they still lived in captivity.
在那十五年的当中
，In that 15 years of time，
以色列人在耶路撒冷有侍奉
，The Israelites practiced serving the Lord，
他们也有敬拜
，They also worshipped the Lord，
但是从神的眼光里面，他们仍然活在被掳的光景里面
，But in God's eye they still lived in captivity。
然后他们受了感动，开始建造圣殿。
When their hearts were stirred, they began to build the temple.
用了四年的时间在盖圣殿。
They took 4 years of time to build the temple.
这四年的时间，在神的眼中里面，他们仍然是在被掳的光景里面。
And during these 4 years, in God's eye, they're still in captivity.
一直等到圣殿完成的时候。
Until the temple was complete.
从神的观点来看，这个时候以色列人离开被掳的光景。
In God's eyes, now the Israelites have left the condition of captivity.
所以我们可以看见一个属灵的原则。
We can see a spiritual principle here.
这个被掳不是我们的身体的缘故。
Captivity is not a cause of our body, a physical condition.
那个重点不在我们是否在巴比伦或者在耶路撒冷。
It doesn't matter whether we're in Judah, Jerusalem, or in Babylon.
我们可以在耶路撒冷做一个被掳的人。
We can still be in captivity while in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这一点事情我们需要重视。
One sister, we need to take notice of this fact.
我们常常觉得，如果我们这个人已经被神从埃及拯救出来了。
We often feel that since God has rescued me from Egypt.
所以我们这个人已经不被掳了。
We're no longer in captivity.
我们已经脱离了那个被掳的光景。
We have left the condition of a captive.
我们已经过了红海。
Had passed through the Red Sea.
但是从这里面神让我们看见。
But from here we can see.
除非那个圣殿在我们当中被建立起来。
Unless the temple is built among us.
我们仍然活在被掳的光景里面。
We still live in captivity.
所以今天我们在我们个人属灵的道路上。
And today in our own spiritual walk.
我们不能只是注重我们个人的祭坛。
We can not only take notice for our own altar.
我们不能注重自己跟神的关系。
Or only concern about our own condition, relationship with God.
那都是很重要的。
These are all important.
但是有一件更重要的事。
But there's one thing more important.
就是我们要脱离那被掳的光景。
We need to leave the condition of captive.
只有当神的圣殿被建造完成的时候。
Only when the temple of God is complete.
以色列人就脱离了那个被掳的光景。
The Israelites have left the condition of a captive.
以色列人等了15年。
The Israelites waited 15 years.
15年是非常的长啊。
15 years is a pretty long time.
这个15年对我来讲非常的有意义。
15 years to me is a very significant number.
因为我来美国1979年。
I came to the States 1979.
今年是1994年。
Now we're in 1994.
如果我会算算数的话
If I know mathematics,
1994-1979
1994 minus 1979
15年
15 years
那15年就有这么长
And that's how long it is
15年以前我就一个人
15 years ago I was single
一个人吃饱全家就吃饱了
If I'm filled and then my whole household is filled
15年以后我们家有五个人。
15 years later, we have 5 people in my family.
马上就变成六个人。
Pretty soon we will be 6.
这是15年的长度。
This is the length of a 15 years.
但两个礼拜以前呢，有一天我突然接到一个电话。
2 weeks ago, I received a phone call.
那个打电话的人一拿起电话呢，就叫我的名字。
And the person picked up the phone and called out my name.
然后他就说他的名字。
And then he told me his name.
那我说我不认识你。
And I said I don't know you.
我真的不认识你。
I truly don't know you.
他说好，你不认识我，他就告诉我他太太的名字。
And he said, well, if you don't know me, let me tell you my wife's name.
哎，我有一点印象。
And now I recall something.
既然我不认识他，他就找他太太跟我讲吧。
Since I don't know him, he asked his wife to come and talk to me.
然后一讲呢，我慢慢就想起来了。
And as we began to talk, I began to realize who they were.
这是。这十五年前以前认识的人。
This is a person I knew 15 years ago.
越讲呢，就越想起来了。
The more we talk, the more I recall about both of them.
神就让我想起在十五年里面发生的事情。
And God calls me to remember all the things that happened in this past 15 years.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我也希望你能够想想15年以前你在哪里。
But sister, I also want you to remember, to recall where were you 15 years ago.
然后你想想看，这15年在你身上发生的事情。
And consider all the things that happened to you in this past 15 years.
因为那是哈该所要以色列人所做的。
Because this is what Haggai wanted the Israelites to do.
哈该说你们要审查自己的行为。
Haggai says, think carefully of your ways.
哈该要告诉他们，你们要想想在过去15年发生在你们身上的事。
Consider everything that happened to you in the past 15 years.
在过去15年我们经过了很多的道路。
In the past 15 years, we have experienced many things.
如果我们在沙滩上走的话，
If we walk on the sand,
走过一段路程，
You have walked a distance,
你就回头来看，
And you turn around and look,
你就看到你在沙滩上所留的脚迹。
You will see all the footprints that you have left on the beach.
今天早上我们不需要看太远。
This morning, we don't have to look far.
在神的光的里面，我们往回头看，看15年。
In God's enlightenment, we only consider 15 years.
看这15年我们走的是什么样的一条道路。
In this 15 years, what kind of path have we taken?
在这15年主怎么样来带领我们。
In this past 15 years, how God has led us.
我相信当我们这样回想的时候，
I'm sure that when we recall all these things,
神要对我们说话。
God will speak to us.
如果我们真是在他的面前来回想，
If we truly consider these before him,
如果我们真是想知道神在我们身上的旨意，
If we truly want to know his will in our life,
我们不需要做很多的事，
We don't have to do much.
我们就是回过头来看我们过去15年，
We just turn our head and look at the past 15 years.
看我们所走的每一步路，
Look at all the steps that we have taken.
然后让神对我们来说话，
And let God speak to us.
为什么神在圣经上里面常常要以色列人来回想他们的日子？
Why does God often ask the Israelites to reconsider their days?
常常做这样的事。
He often asks them to do this thing.
因为当以色列人回想他们的日子的时候，
Because as the Israelites think about their days,
他们就认识了自己。
They begin to know themselves.
人不认识自己。
Men do not know themselves.
我们人认为我们认识自己。
We thought that we knew ourselves.
但是没有一个人是认识自己的。
But no one truly knows himself.
所以神需要带领我们经过一长段的路。
And God must take us through this distance of years.
然后让我们来回想我们所经过的一切的事。
And cause us to think of all the things that have happened to us.
当我们来思想这些事的时候，
When we consider these,
我们就认识我们的自己。
We begin to know ourselves.
我们就发现在神的面前我们的光景是如何。
We will discover our true condition before the Lord.
神才能够在我们的身上做工。
And God can begin to work in us.
哈该就告诉这个以色列的百姓。
Haggai told Israel.
他说你们要省察你们的行为。
Give careful thoughts to your
ways. 在过去的15年的里面。
In this past 15 years.
你们没有盖圣殿。
You have not rebuilt the temple.
以色列人有一个原因。
Israelites have a reason.
他们说盖圣殿的时间还没有到。
They say it is not time to build God's temple yet.
他们说这个原因说了15年。
They use this excuse for 15 years.
每一次所罗巴伯祭司耶稣亚告诉他们要建造圣殿的时候，
Every time Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest told them that they need to build the temple,
以色列的百姓就说我时间还没有到。
The Israelites will answer and say it is not time yet.
15年过去了，他们认为时间还没有到。
15 years has passed and they still think that the time is not come.
当我们回想过去15年的时候，
When we reconsider our 15 years,
在过去的15年的里面，主有没有呼召你出来服侍他？
In this past 15 years, has God called you out to serve him?
神有没有感动你来为他的圣殿摆上？
Has he moved your heart to work for his temple?
在过去15年你是怎么样来回答主的？
In this past 15 years, what was your answer?
很多的时候我们就告诉主，主还的时候还没有到。
Many times we will tell the Lord, Lord, it is not time yet.
我们当中有些人还没有接受主。
There are still some people among us who has not accepted the Lord.
在过去15年的里面有多少次机会你能够接受主。
In this past 15 years, how many opportunities were given to you that you can accept the Lord?
但是我们对主的回答是什么?
But what was our answer to the Lord?
我的时候还没有到。
My time has not yet come.
我的时候到的时候我就要接受主。
When my time comes, I will accept you as my Savior.
我们就像以色列人一样。
We are just like the Israelites.
我们常常批评以色列人。
We often criticize the Israelites.
但是我们实在很像以色列人。
But we were just like them.
因为我们常常像以色列人一样的对主回答。
Because we answered the Lord the same way.
我们说我们的时候还没有到。
We told the Lord the time, our time is not, has not come yet.
然后我们在读书的时候我们就告诉主等到我把书读完了以后我就好好的服侍主。
When we were still in school, we told the Lord, after we graduate, we will serve you.
我相信很多人像主这样说过。
I'm sure many people have told the Lord, I truly want to serve you.
但是现在功课很忙。
But now I have so much studies to do.
只要我把那个书读完了。
As soon as I finish my studies,
我就要服侍主。
I will serve you.
很快的我们书就读完了。
Very soon we have finished our studies.
这个时候我们就像主说。
This time we will tell the Lord,
主我实在愿意服侍你。
Lord, I truly want to serve you.
但是现在工作还没有找到。
But now I haven't found a job yet.
这工作没有找到人就不能够定下来。
If I have not found a job, then I cannot settle down.
主只要我找到工作。
As soon as I found a job,
我就好好的追求你。
I will pursue after you.
我好好的侍奉你。
And I will serve you.
果然工作也找到了。
Pretty soon you found a job.
这个时候我们来到主的面前。
Now we come back to the Lord.
主啊，这个工作是非常的难。
Lord, work is very difficult.
这刚开始的时候呢，需要花很多的时间。
In the beginning, I need to put in a lot of hours.
过一两年呢，我在工作上稳定下来的话。
After several years, when I'm more settled in my work.
这个时候我就要来服侍你。
At this time, I will serve you.
两三年很快就过去了。
Two, 3 years can pass by quickly.
这个时候突然发现呢我们就有一个孩子。
And this time we discover we have a newborn baby.
这个时候我们又来到神的面前。
And so we come back to the Lord.
这个时候我们理直气壮来到神的面前。
Now we have a good reason to come back to the Lord.
哇那个孩子实在是一个残累。
Lord, this child is truly a burden.
让我不能服侍你。
I cannot serve you.
这个孩子实在问题很大。
I have so much problem with this child.
等到这个孩子长大一点。
Once the child is grown up,
我要好好的追求你。
I would pursue after you.
等到这个孩子不占据我那么多时间的时候。
When the child no longer takes so much time,
我要好好的服侍你。
I will serve you.
果然孩子也长大了。
And so your child will grow.
老二又来了。
And your second one came.
我们到主的面前。
We come back to the Lord.
主要时候还没有到。
Lord, the time has not come yet.
现在老二又来了。
And because the second one, baby, came.
我需要好好的把他们抚养长大。
I need to raise them.
果然老大老二都长大了。
And now both the elder one, the first one and the second one have all grown up.
主又向我们呼召。
The Lord called out to us again.
我们来到主的面前。
We come to the Lord.
主啊，我实在愿意服侍你。
Lord, I truly want to serve you.
但是现在你知道这个社会上工作没有保障。
But you know that nowadays in the society, there's no security for our job.
我实在要加倍的努力。
I need to work very hard.
才能保证我有一个工作。
So that I can secure my position.
我需要存一点钱。
I need to have some savings.
所以小孩上大学能够有资助。
So that I have enough money for the child, for the children to go to college.
我们告诉神，我的时候还没有到。
We told the Lord again that our time is not yet come.
又过了几年
Several years pass.
我们又来到主的面前。
We come back to the Lord.
小孩大学毕业了。
Now the children have even finished their college.
我们就向主说。
We were told the Lord.
主啊，再过几年我就退休了。
In several more years, I will retire.
那个时候呢，我就有退休金了。
That time, I will have my retirement plan.
我就不用为生活担心。
I don't have to worry for my daily living.
我退休了以后呢，我就整个人来服侍主。
After retirement, I would commit my whole self to serving you.
过了几年，果然到了退休的时候。
And so when the retirement time comes,
我们也退休了。
We retire from our work.
我们又到主的面前。
We come to the Lord.
主，我实在愿意服侍你。
Lord, I truly want to serve you.
我实在愿意好好的追求你。
I want to pursue after you.
不过现在身体不行了。
But now I have bad health.
我想做的事情我就做不到了。
All the things that I wish to do, I can no longer.
我读圣经读了就忘。
I read the Bible and then I forget what I read.
我没有办法好好的读你的话语了。
I no longer can study your word very well.
我服侍你的时候还没有到。
It is not time for me to serve you.
弟兄姊妹，有没有哪一个时间是我们可以服侍主的时间？
My sister, is there a best time to serve the Lord?
没有一个时间是合适的。
There is not a period of time in our life that is proper.
我们一个人可以分成三个时间。
We can divide a man's life into three stages.
我们把人分成三个段落。
If we divide it into three stages.
头一个段落，我们太年轻。
First stage, we're too young.
不能服侍主。
We cannot serve.
中间一段时间，我们太忙碌。
In the middle age, we're too busy.
不能服侍主。
Cannot serve the Lord.
最后一段时间，我们太老。
The last period of time, we're too old.
身体够不上，不能服侍主。
We don't have enough strength to serve the Lord.
我们要不是 too young, 就是 too busy, 要么是 too old. 什么时候是我们服侍主的时候呢？
When is the time that we come to serve the Lord?
我们回想过去的15年。
If we consider the past 15 years.
有多少时候我们就跟以色列人一样？
How many times were we like the Israelites?
我们跟主说时候还没有到。
We told the Lord, it is not time yet.
弟兄姊妹，时候永远不会到。
But sister, the right time will never come.
没有一个时候会比现在更合适。
There is not a time more proper than right now.
如果今天你我觉得时候没有到。
If today you and I feel that the time has not come yet.
明天也不会是好的时候。
Tomorrow will still not be a good time.
五年以后，时候也不会变得更好。
Five years from now, it will still not be the right time.
哈该说，你们应该起来建造。
Haggai said, you need to rise up and build.
时候已经到了。
The time is now.
时候就是现在。
The time is now.
哈该又告诉以色列人。
And he told the Israelites.
告诉他们在过去15年的光景。
He reminded them that their condition in the past 15 years.
他说在过去的里面，那15年里面，你们盼望的多，你们所得的却少。
He said, in the past 15 years, you desire more, yet you gain very little.
弟兄姊妹，那是不是我们的光景？
But sister, is this our condition?
在过去的15年里面，我们所盼望的是何等的多。
In this past 15 years, we have so much hope.
但我们所得的是何等的少。
But what we have gained is so little.
你们收到家中，我就推去。
You have received, you have taken into your house and I blew it away.
这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉。
Why is it, declares the Lord, because of my house which is in a ruin?
你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
While each of you is busy with his own house.
这是哈该对以色列人所说的话。
This is the word of Haggai to the Israelites.
这是那15年里面以色列人所做的事。
This is what the Israelites have done in the past 15 years.
他们个人顾到自己的房屋。
They only care for their own house.
让神的圣殿荒凉了15年。
And they left the house of God in ruin for 15 years.
弟兄姊妹，他们不但顾自己的房屋，他们奔跑为了自己的房屋。
They not only care for their own house, but they were running and busy about for their house.
这岂不是我们的光景吗？
This is exactly our condition.
我们实在愿意常常说我们爱主。
We often wish to say that we love the Lord.
但是我们总愿意先把自己的房屋先顾好。
But we always want to care for our own household first.
然后如果我们有余下的力量呢，我们才来为主。
Then if we have any remaining strength, we will give them to the Lord.
的结果就是我们没有什么事情，没有什么时间，没有什么力量能够来摆在主的面前。
The result is we have no more time or energy or anything for the Lord.
但是我们没有想到一件事。
But we did not think of one thing.
就是我们那个口袋呢，是一个破的皮囊。
We did not consider that our purse is a purse with holes.
这里告诉我们，那个皮囊呢，有一个洞在里面。
And here it tells us that the purse we have has a hole in it.
我们就把工钱放在那个皮囊里面。
And we put all the wage that we have earned into this purse.
那里面呢，有一个洞。
Yet there is a hole.
那个工钱呢就漏掉了。
and everything leaked away.
然后我们看看我们的皮囊怎么还是不够呢
？So we looked in our purse and there's still not enough.
我们就觉得我们需要更多的努力。
And we felt that we need to put in more effort.
把更多的工钱摆进去。
And put more wage into our purse.
但是只要那个洞还在那里。
As long as the hole is there,
我们永远没有办法得到满足。
We can never be filled.
所以卡卡说，你们撒的种多呢，但是你们收的却少。
Haggai told them that you have planted much, yet have harvested little.
你们吃呢，却不得饱。
You eat, but never have enough.
这个饱呢，实在应该翻成满足。
Here it shouldn't say you have never had enough, it should say you have never satisfied.
我们吃呢，是会饱的。
We can eat and be filled.
但是我们吃的时候呢，却不得到满足。
Yet while we eat, we are not satisfied.
我们喝，却不得足。
We drink, but never have your fill.
穿衣服却不得暖。
We put on clothes, yet are not warm.
因为神的殿荒凉。
Because the God's house is still in a ruin.
神的殿荒凉，就好像这个口袋有一个洞一样。
And while God's house is in ruin, it's like to have a hole in our purse.
这个洞呢，就把神的恩典就漏掉了。
And this hole caused all God's grace to be leaked away.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们实在盼望能够借着回想这15年的道路。
And brothers and sisters, we truly wished that by considering the past 15 years.
好叫神对我们的心来说话。
That God will speak to us again.
在生命记里面就讲过这样一句话。
In Deuteronomy, we find this verse.
神说我带领你们经过这旷野的道路。
God said, I have taken you to the way of wilderness.
有一个目的。
I have one purpose.
就是要试验你们的心。
That is to test your heart.
以色列人绝对不会知道他们的心。
The Israelites will never understand their own hearts.
因为当神把诫命颁给他们的时候，
When God gave them the commandments,
全部的以色列人都在神的面前说，我们愿意遵守。
All the Israelites stood before God and said, we shall abide to your commandments.
没有一个人说他不愿意遵守。
No one said, I am not willing to obey to your commandments.
以色列人不认识自己。
But the Israelites do not know themselves.
所以神让他们经过旷野40年。
Therefore, God caused them to walk through the wilderness for 40 years.
在他们走完了旷野的道路以后，
And after they have walked 40 years,
神就告诉他们，
God told them,
他要测验他们的心，
that he will test their heart.
在40年之后，以色列人认识他们自己。
After 40 years, the Israelites began to know themselves.
他们不能遵守神的诫命。
They are not able to keep God's commandment.
我相信当以色列人在这一天听到哈该的话的时候，
I'm sure when the Israelites heard the words of Haggai today,
他们认识一件事，
they knew one thing,
就是他们的心不是为主的，
that their hearts were not for the Lord.
这一件事是很难学到的。
This is very difficult to realize.
人只能够用时间，
God can only use time,
只能够让我们所经过的道路，
can only use all the past years,
那些事来对我们说话，
and all the things that passed to speak to us,
来告诉我们我们这个人的心实在不是为主的。
That he can only use these things to show us that our hearts are not for the Lord.
人的话没有什么用。
Man's words are useless.
我们也不能够接受人的话。
Because we cannot accept man's words.
我们没有办法接受一个人告诉我们说我们的心不是为主的。
If someone tells us that your heart is not for the Lord, you will not accept.
但是当我们来回想我们过去15年所经过的道路的时候，
But while we considered the past 15 years,
我们就不能不在主的面前承认。
We have to confess before the Lord.
我们的心不是单单为主。
That our heart is not solely for God.
我们或许我们的心还是向着主。
Maybe our heart is still for the Lord.
但是我们的心不是完全归给主。
But it's not for the Lord 100%.
因为如果我们的心是完全归着主的，
If our hearts are totally for God,
我们就不能够容忍圣殿荒凉的光景。
We will not allow the condition of the temple being desolation.
在过去几个礼拜里面，我们听到我们从温哥华的弟兄讲到一件事。
In the past 15, in the last two weeks, we heard our brothers share with us from Vancouver.
他讲到但以理这个人，他的心里面有一个神的目的。
He shared with us that Daniel is a purpose person with the purpose of God in his heart.
我就对这句话非常的有印象。
And this left a deep impression in me.
然后我就去读这一段圣经。
And I went back and studied this portion of the scripture.
然后发现呢，这个字，这个原来是有两个字。
I discovered that there's two words, two terms.
这两个字，一个字呢就是心，那另外一个字呢是一个介系词。
One word is the heart, and the other is a preposition.
这个介系词呢可以翻译成呢upon, 把东西放在上面。
This can be translated as to upon the heart.
所以那个直接的那个直译的话，就是说带领把一个东西摆在他的心的上面。
So the direct translation is that Daniel has put something upon his heart.
我就很有兴趣了，我想知道什么叫做把东西摆在他的身上呢
？I was really fascinated to find out what does it mean to put something upon your heart.
所以我就想这个介系词还有在什么地方用过？
So I wanted to find out where this preposition occurs again.
我就发现在创世纪第一章第二节就有这个字。
I discovered in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 it happened again.
那里有一句话说，他说啊，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
It says that the whole earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
就是第二句他所念的，那个黑暗呢？就是完全把那个地呢来笼罩住了。
And the same word was over, the darkness was over the surface of the deep.
这个字呢就跟刚才但以理书那个字是一样的。
This was the same word used in the book of Daniel.
当在创世纪第一章第二节的时候。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
还没有创造光。
There was not light yet.
所以那个时候地是完全的黑暗。
And therefore, the whole earth was in darkness.
那个整个地呢，都是被黑暗所笼罩的。
The whole land was covered over with darkness.
没有个地方是不是黑暗的。
There's not a place without darkness.
所以那个黑暗呢，就在那个地的上面。
And darkness was over the land.
换一句话说，那个黑暗完完全全把那个地盖住了。
Darkness completely covers the land.
但以理呢？是把神的目的来盖住他的心。
And Daniel covered his heart with God's purpose.
完完全全的盖住他。
Completely covered his heart.
他的心里面没有一个部分不是为了神的旨意。
Within his heart there is not any portion that is not for God's purpose.
这是但以理的心。
This is the heart of Daniel.
今天在这里哈该要让以色列人所知道的一件事。
Today, what Haggai wants the Israelites to know
就是你们的心不是这样完全的归主
is that your heart is not completely for the Lord.
因为你为了自己的房屋
because you are for your own house.
让神的殿荒凉
and leaving God's house in a ruin.
以色列人感谢主，以色列人听到这话以后
Thank you, Lord, because as the Israelites heard these words,
他们就有一个回转。
They turned back.
他们就开始盖圣殿。
They rose up to build the temple.
他们在盖圣殿的时候，哈该又给他们讲第二件事。
And while they were building the temple, Haggai told them the second thing.
那是在第二章第十节到第十五节里面。
And that is in chapter 2, verse 10 to 15.
这里面哈该所讲的就是侍奉的荒凉。
And here Haggai brought to their attention that their service remains in desolation.
在那十五年的当中
，In this past 15 years，
以色列人仍然侍奉。
The Israelites continue to serve the Lord。
他们在侍奉的事情上非常的积极。
And they are they serve the Lord with they continue to serve the Lord in the 15 years。
他们心里面觉得他们已经这样是很对了。
And they thought that all this is enough。
因为神的圣殿祭坛的侍奉已经恢复了。
Because they have restored the service of all the altars.
但是哈该告诉他们。
The Haggai told them.
那个侍奉是一个荒凉的侍奉。
This is the service in desolation.
所有的侍奉要根据那个圣殿。
All the service to God must depend upon the temple.
今天在这个地上啊，并不缺少侍奉。
Today we do not lack any kind of spiritual service on this earth.
今天在地上有很多的侍奉。
We see many kinds of service.
但是有多少的侍奉，那是根据这个圣殿来侍奉的呢？
how many of them are based upon the temple?
所有的侍奉如果不是根据圣殿的话
All the services, if they are not based upon the temple,
在神的眼光里面叫做荒凉的侍奉。
In God's eye, these are still these services are in desolation.
他用了一个例子来解释这件事。
And here he gave us an example to explain this.
在十二节和十三节里面。
Verse 12 and 13.
他说如果哈，你用你的衣服装了一个圣的肉。
He said, if you take your garment and place a consecrated meat in it,
然后你这个衣服碰到了其他的东西。
And then your garment have touched other things.
那个东西被你碰到的会不会变成圣洁？
And those things that you have touched, would they become consecrated?
那个祭司说不会的。
And the priest answered, no.
他又问另外一件事。
And he asked him another thing.
好，如果你这个人碰到了那个死的尸体。
If this person was defiled by contact with a dead body,
然后呢，你又碰到了那些东西。
And then you touch something else.
那些东西会不会变成污秽？
Would those things become defiled?
而祭司说会。
And the priest replied yes.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思就是这样，这里有一个东西在这里。
And we see the meaning is that we see a thing here.
如果今天我的手上拿那个东西是圣洁的。
If what I carry in my hand is holy,
然后我碰到这个东西。
And I touch this thing.
这个东西不会变成圣洁。
This thing will not become consecrated.
并不是因为这个东西圣洁碰到这个它就成圣洁。
It doesn't mean that that is a holy thing, I mean a consecrated thing, and touch this book and this book become consecrated.
反过来说。
On the other hand,
今天我这个人是污秽的。
If I am a defiled person,
如果我碰到这个东西
and I touch this item,
这就变成污秽
this become defiled.
这是一个很重要的原则
this is a very important principle.
以色列人当他们在那个15年的光景的里面
the Israelites while living in their past 15 years,
他们认为他们可以靠着那个祭坛的侍奉成为圣洁
they thought that by the service of the altar, they can become consecrated.
虽然他们这个人心不向着主
Even though their hearts are not for the Lord,
他们认为可以借着这个祭坛的侍奉呢，他们就成为圣洁。
But they thought that through the ministry of the altars, they can become consecrated.
但是哈该告诉他们不对的。
But Haggai told them it is wrong.
当你的人的心不向着主
，When your heart is not totally for the Lord,
你这个人就是不圣洁。
You are a defiled person.
然后你去侍奉的时候
，And while you serve.
你碰到祭坛的时候
When you touch the altar,
那个侍奉成为不圣洁了
The whole ministry becomes defiled.
弟兄姊妹这是何等重要的一件事
When sister, this is such an important thing.
如果我们这个人的心不是向着主的话
If our hearts are not for the Lord,
我们的侍奉就是污秽的侍奉
Our service to God is a defiled.
不能够因为侍奉让我们成为圣洁
We cannot serve and then become consecrated.
有的人觉得我们早上如果读圣经的话我们这个人就圣洁一点。
Some people think that if I read the Bible in the morning, then I will be consecrated.
有的人觉得我常常固定聚会我这个人就圣洁一点。
Some people think that if I attend the church regularly, then I will be consecrated.
有的人认为我礼拜天早上来波比以后我这个人就圣洁一点。
Some people think that if I attend the Lord's table meeting on Sunday morning, then I will be consecrated.
不会。
It will not happen.
除非我们读圣经的时候得到主的话向我们光照。
Unless when we read the Bible, we receive the word of, and the enlightenment from God.
神的话在我们里面改变了我们。
And God's word changed us.
那个时候我们成为圣洁。
Then we will be consecrated.
除非我们再来到聚会的里面。
When we come to the meeting,
我们碰到了主。
We encounter Lord.
我们经历了主的同在。
We experience His presence.
那可以让我们圣洁。
And then that will cause us to be consecrated.
所以我们在波饼的时候
When we are at the Lord's table meeting,
我们与主联合了
We are in union with Christ.
那使我们圣洁
That will cause us to be consecrated.
如果我们不是这样的话
Without these,
我们所有的侍奉不过都是污秽的侍奉
Our services will be defiled.
不管我们侍奉的是多正确的侍奉
It doesn't matter how accurately we serve the Lord.
没有一个侍奉比祭坛的侍奉更正确了。
There is not a service that is more accurate than the service of the altar.
在祭坛的侍奉乃是最高的侍奉。
The service of the altar is the highest form of service.
但是以色列人在祭坛侍奉的时候，他们的心不是完全向着主的。
But while the Israelites serve on the altars, their heart is not for the Lord.
哈该告诉他们，这是污秽的侍奉。
And Haggai told them that this is a service that the service has been defiled.
哈该告诉你们，告诉以色列百姓，你们要归向主。
And Haggai told them you need to turn back to the Lord.
我们需要归向主。
We need to turn back to the Lord.
我们归向主以后，一切的侍奉才是讨主喜悦的。
After we turn back to the Lord, then God will be pleased with our service.
为什么以色列人不盖圣殿呢？
Why would not the Israelites build the temple?
因为他们的心没有归向主。
Because they have not turned their hearts to the Lord.
为什么他们能够在15年的里面天天经过圣殿，看见那圣殿荒凉的根基，而里面没有感动呢？
How can they live in the 15 years and pass by the temple all day long and see it in its desolation form, and yet their hearts are not moved? All this is because they have not turned their hearts to the Lord.
如果我们的心归向主的话,
If our hearts are for the Lord,
我们可以看见今天圣殿是荒凉的。
We will realize that today the temple is desolate.
我们可以看见今天的侍奉是荒凉的。
We will see that today's service is desolate.
在15年的里面，没有一个以色列人看见这件事。
Within 15 years, no Israelites have seen this fact.
但是感谢神，哈该受了神的感动。
But we thank the Lord because Haggai's heart was moved by God.
哈该就告诉以色列人他们真实的光景。
And Haggai told the Israelites their true condition.
以色列人他们有身上有神的恩典。
The Israelites have the grace of God upon them.
他们认识了自己真实的光景。
They realized their true condition.
他们就起来建造。
And they rose up to build.
他们不愿意让圣殿继续荒凉下去。
They would not allow the temple to remain in its ruin.
他们不愿意看见这个侍奉继续荒凉下去。
They will not allow the ministry of God to continue to be defiled.
哈该又向以色列人说了第三天的信息。
And Haggai told the Israelites the third message.
这是记载在第二章第一节到第九节。
And this is recorded in chapter 2, verse 1 to 9.
这一段里面哈该鼓励以色列人。
In this message, Haggai encouraged the Israelites.
我们记得在以斯拉记里面我们读过这一段的话。
We remember we have read this in the book of Ezra.
当以色列人立好圣殿根基的时候。
After the Israelites have laid down the foundation.
有一些以色列人就大哭起来。
And some Israelites wept loudly.
有一些以色列人他们就欢呼起来。
And some Israelites greatly rejoiced.
为什么有些以色列人要大哭呢？
Why would some weep?
因为那些人乃是从前看见过那个所罗门的圣殿。
Because these were the people who have seen the temple built by Solomon.
所罗门的圣殿是非常的荣耀。
The temple built by Solomon was very glorious.
这个以色列人重新盖的这个圣殿远远比不上所罗门的圣殿。
And the second temple that was rebuilt cannot be compared to the former one.
所以那些人看见这个根基以后。
And so those people who have seen the foundation.
他们想起那所罗门的圣殿。
They remembered the temple of Solomon.
他们就大哭起来。
And so they wept.
哈该就告诉他们。
And Haggai told them.
他说你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？
He said the remnant among you who have seen the former glory.
现在你们看得如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
And now it's in your eye, is it like nothing?
这个圣殿比起那个所罗门的圣殿好像是无有一样。
This temple compared to the former temple, it seems like it is nothing.
但是哈该就鼓励他们。
But Haggai encouraged them.
哈该告诉以色列的百姓。
And he told the Israelites.
圣殿的荣耀不在乎圣殿的大小。
The glory of the temple is not depending upon the size of the temple.
圣殿的大小和圣殿的荣耀没有关系。
And there is there is no relationship between the size of the glory to the size of the temple to the glory of the temple.
这不是一件很容易学到的功课。
This is a very difficult lesson to learn.
我感觉在过去的15年的里面好像主也要教我这一件功课。
I feel like in the past 15 years, God also wanted to teach me this lesson.
我是在一个很大的教会里面长大的。
I grew up in a very large church.
在台北那个地方光是聚会的地方就超过20个地方。
In the city of Taipei, we have 20 meeting locations.
在我去的那个聚会的地方聚会的人数就在400到600之间。
And in the location that I attended, we have about 400 to 600 people.
所以从小呢我是在那个环境里面长大的。
So ever since I was young, I grew up in that kind of circumstance.
在一个这样很大的一个聚会里面呢有些事情呢是我们今天所看不到的。
And in a large congregation, there are some things that we cannot see today.
在那个聚会的里面圣诞节呢可以有一个很大的 choir 来唱那个韩德尔的弥赛亚。
For example, during Christmas, we can have a large choir to sing the Messiah.
我相信今天在休斯顿有一些大的教会呢也可以这样。
I'm sure in some churches in Houston, you can also see this.
那个时候啊如果我们到外面去啊碰到基督徒啊就问你在哪里聚会啊。
At that time, if we meet other people, we ask them, where do you go to church?
如果我说出我在哪里聚会呢没有一个人不知道。
If I tell them where I go to church, everyone would know.
那个时候好像感觉很好。
At that time, I felt very great.
因为呢每一个人都知道。
Because everyone know about us.
我并不是说大的教会不好。
I'm not saying a church with great numbers of people is not good.
我得到许多的供应在那个聚会里面。
I receive much provision from that church.
但是主让我看见一件事，圣殿的荣耀不在大小。
But God wants me to see one thing, that the glory of the temple is not a matter of size.
那个圣殿的荣耀并不是因为人多。
The temple is not more glorious because there are more people there.
虽然他们有荣耀，那个荣耀不是那个人多。
Even though they have their own glory, but the glory does not depend upon the number of people there.
而是在那个聚会里面有一般爱主的人。
But it's because at that meeting place, there are a group of people who love the Lord.
1979年我到美国以后
1979, when I came to the United States.
主在我身上呢就有特别的带领。
And God has special guidance in my life.
我就被少数的弟兄们所吸引。
I was attracted to a small number of brothers and sisters.
我就很喜欢跟他们在一起。
And I really like to be with them.
所以呢那个时候呢我就跟一些弟兄姊妹不到二十个人聚集在一起。
At that time, I was meeting with brother and sister about 20 of them.
这是一个很大的一个差别。
This is a great difference.
在从前那个地方啊就是一个高中生的团契就有现在你们这么多人聚会这么多人。
In the past, in my high school group, we have more people than everyone who's sitting here.
但是呢到美国以后呢整个聚会呢不到二十个人。
But now I come to the United States, the entire meeting is only 20 people.
但是我却知道呢神要我在那里。
But I was clear that God wants me to stay there.
过了几年以后呢有一个弟兄来看我。
After several years, a brother came to visit me.
他也是跟我在台北同一个地方聚会。
We also met in the same place back in Taipei.
他到休斯顿来特别来找我。
He came to Houston to look up for me.
我们就有一些交通。
And we had some fellowship.
当然谈到很多自然也谈到聚会了。
We talked about many things, we also talked about our church, our meeting.
到后来他就问我一句话。
And he asked me one thing.
他说你难道就要待在这里吗
?He says, are you just going to stay here?
我不知道该怎么回答。
I didn't know how to reply.
在那个时候我还没有读到哈该书。
At that time, I haven't read the book of Haggai.
我还不知道该用什么话来回答他。
I don't know how I should respond to him.
我只觉得主要我在那里。
I just felt that the Lord wants me to stay there.
所以那天晚上我没有话讲。
That night I was speechless.
当然我一方面 也觉得很特别。
And I felt a special feeling within me.
但是我觉得好像主是这样的带领。
But I felt that this surely was God's guidance.
在这些的年里面 说好像让我来认识这件事。
In these past years, it seems like God wants me to learn this lesson.
好像越大呢越小。
And he led me to smaller and smaller groups.
我记得有段时间我们在苏格兰礼拜五读圣经。
There was a period of time that we were having Bible study in Sugar Land.
我们在那里人不是很多。
There's not many of us there.
我记得有一次呢，有一天晚上，我们破了记录了，只有四个人。
And one night we broke our record, we only have four people.
包括我在里面。
That is including me.
但是感谢主神的同在，在那个四个人的里面。
But I thank the Lord because God's presence is in the four people.
对我来讲，这是一个学习。
To me, this is a learning experience.
要让我认识神的荣耀不在这个人数的里面。
That I can understand God's glory does not depending on the number of people.
四个人的聚会也可以有神的同在。
A four people gathering can also have God's presence.
后来神又带领我。
And then God guided me.
我们在这个新会所地方呢有一个查经。
He guided us to have a Bible study in this church facility.
我们有一个组是特别为出信的。
We have one group that's for the new believers.
我们人也是很少。
We don't have many people.
有一天晚上，只有我跟两个弟兄。
One night it was just myself and two other brothers.
我们三个人查圣经。
And three of us had a Bible study.
对，感谢主，神的同在也在三个人的里面。
I thank the Lord because His presence also among the three.
这是一个主对我的一个功课。
This is a lesson God has given to me.
让我看见从经历的里面。来认识神的荣耀不在那个大小。
That from my experiences, I can truly understand God's glory does not depending upon the number of people.
就是三个人在查经，神的同在还是在我们当中。
Even three people in a Bible study can still have God's presence.
后来我又听到那 Paul 骂弟兄说，两个人神也同在了。
And then I heard Brother Paul Ma share and say even two men Bible study can have God's presence.
我受到很大的鼓舞。
I was greatly encouraged.
我还有三位，我们还有三个人聚会。
I had three people.
就是两个人的时候，主也与我们同在。
But even when it's down to two people, God is still with us.
我知道，当我一个人的时候，主与我同在。
I truly know that when I study Bible by myself, God is with me.
这件事我有把握。
This I was assured.
这件事我有经历。
I have experienced.
我知道一个人主与我同在。
I know when I am by myself, God is with me.
我现在又知道两个人主也与我同在。
Now I know that when there is two people, God is with them.
我也知道三个、四个主的同在。
I know even with three or four, God is with them.
所以聚会的人数对我来讲不是一个问题。
And so to me, the number of people who attend the meeting is not a problem.
因为神已经带领我经过很多不同的情形。
Because God has guided me through different conditions.
唯一我所没有经历过的，就是两个人也借着Paul Ma弟兄来给我鼓励。
The only one I have not experienced is two people in the meeting, but through Brother Paul Ma, he encouraged us.
对，即使到有一天有一个聚会，就我跟另外一个弟兄的时候。
So if one day when I go to a meeting, there's only one other brother sitting there.
我心里面就知道主还会与我。
In my experience, I would know God is with us.
圣殿的荣耀不在大小。
The glory of the temple is not based upon the size of the temple.
圣殿的荣耀在哪里呢？
Where is the glory of the temple?
圣殿的荣耀在这个第二章第五节那里。
The glory of the temple is in chapter 2 verse 5.
这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。
This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt.
圣殿的荣耀在神的话里面。
The glory of the temple dwells is based upon God's word.
如果我们有神的话，那里就有圣殿的荣耀。
If we have the word of God, then we will have glory of the temple.
没有神的话，就没有圣殿的荣耀。
Without the words of God, we will not have any glory.
圣殿的荣耀在哪里呢？
Where is the glory of the temple?
第五节后半说，那时我的灵住在你们中间。
The latter half of verse 5 says, And my spirit remains among you.
神的灵在哪里，哪里就有圣殿的荣耀。
Wherever God's spirit is, there shall be his glory.
因为神就借着他的灵与我们同在。
Because through his spirit, God is with us.
当这个地方有神的同在的时候，
When we have the presence of God,
这个地方就有圣殿的荣耀。
We will have the glory of the temple.
但是还有一件更宝贵。
There is one more thing that is so precious.
还有一件更稀奇的事。
There is one thing that is so intriguing.
那是我们所盼望的。
And this is what we all hope.
那不但是我们所盼望的，那是万国所盼望的一件事。
Not only we desire, but the whole nation's desires.
第七节说，我必要震动万国。
Verse 7 says, I will shake all nations.
这里那个万国的珍宝应该翻译那个万国所羡慕的。
And the desire of all nations will come.
有一个东西要来。
There's something that will come.
这是万国所羡慕的。
And this is a desire of all nations.
弟兄姊妹，这个所羡慕的是一个重要的字。
But sister, this word desire is a very important word.
我们来读耶利米书三章十九节。
Jeremiah 3:19.
耶利米书三章十九节。
Jeremiah 3:13.
我念给弟兄姊妹听。我说我怎样将你安置在儿女之中，赐给你美地。
How gladly I would treat you like sons and give you a desirable land.
这个美就是那个所羡慕的。
And this is a desirable land.
在圣经里面，好多的地方说到这个美地。
In the Bible, many places will also translate desire into beautiful.
或者说到这个美物。
A beautiful land or beautiful thing.
这个美字呢，都是那个所羡慕的。
And this all comes is the same word as this word desirable.
哈该书说有一个万国所羡慕的。
And the book of Haggai tells us that there's something that's desired by all nations.
要来。
And it will come.
我想我们到现在我们都知道这是谁。
We all know who this thing is.
万国所羡慕的就是要让那个殿充满荣耀的就是主基督。
And this is the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣殿的荣耀在哪里？
Where is the glory of the temple?
圣殿的荣耀乃是在基督。
The glory of the temple is Christ.
当基督居住在这里的时候。
When Christ dwells here.
这个殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory shall be greater than the former glory.
我们如果从外面来看，
If we look from the outside,
这后来的荣耀怎么样也不可能大过先前的荣耀。
How can the latter glory to be greater than the former one?
因为那所罗门所建造的圣殿是非常的荣耀。
Because the temple built by Solomon was very glorious.
但有一件事，
But there is one thing.
要让这个圣殿呢将来的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
That will cause this latter temple be more glorious than the former one.
就是有一天这个万国所羡慕的要来。
That is one day this desired by all nations.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是你心里所羡慕的事？
One sister, is this also the desire in your heart?
如果这件事是你心里所羡慕的事，
If this is what you desire in your heart,
你就会起来。
You will rise up.
不管得时不得时。
Whether it is the right time or not.
需要来建造这个圣殿。
You will rise up to build the temple.
因为当圣殿荒凉的时候。
Because when the temple remains in its ruin.
这万国所羡慕的就不能来到。
This desire by all nations will not come.
只有当这圣殿建立以后。
Yet after the temple is built.
这万国所羡慕的就来。
And this desire by all nations will come.
这殿后来的荣耀只有大过先前的。
And the present glory will be greater than the former one.
我实在盼望我们能够有这样的一个羡慕。
I truly hope that we all share the same desire.
记得孙国弟兄告诉我们，他说我们这个我们需要做一个基督徒是有一个 dream 的，有个梦的。
I remember Brother Godwin Sen shared this with us that to be a Christian we need to have a dream.
弟兄姊妹，你的梦是什么？
But sister, what is your dream?
你的梦是不是有一天看见这圣殿的荣耀？
Is it one day that you shall see the glory of the temple?
还是你盼望有一天你在地上有一个荣耀的属于你自己的家？
Or is your dream to have a glorious home that belongs to you?
万军之耶和华这样说。
The Lord Almighty says,
他说你们要归向我。
You need to turn to me.
哈该这也是这样说。
哈该 said the same thing.
他说你们要归向我。
You need to return back to the Lord.
就借着以色列人在15年当中的历史。
And through the 15 years of history of the Israelites.
神让以色列人看见他们需要把他们的心归向主。
God showed them that the Israelites need to turn their hearts back to the Lord.
在过去15年的里面，他们所经过的道路就向他们说话。
In the past 15 years, the path they have taken spoke to them.
向他们说话，告诉他们，他们的心没有完全归给主。
It clearly told them that their hearts were not completely for the Lord.
要让他们起来，把那个心归向主。
And it caused them to rise up to turn their heart back to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，15年是一个很长的时间。
But sister, 15 years is a very long time.
有多少的15年呢？
How many 15 years will you have?
我们还有几个15年在我们的身上呢。
How many more 15 years will you have?
实在不愿意再等15年。
I don't want to wait another 15 years.
我不愿意我们再继续等下去。
I don't want us to wait any longer.
现在就是建造的时候。
Now is the time to build.
现在就是我们把我们的心归向主的时候。
Now is the time that we turn our hearts to the Lord.
现在就是我们对主说我愿意把自己摆在你的手中的时候。
Now is the time that we tell the Lord that I'm willing to commit myself.
要不然我们就是侍奉也是荒凉的侍奉。
Otherwise, our service will just be in, will be defiled.
哦，神用这圣殿的荣耀来吸引我们。
May God attract our hearts with the glory of the temple.
神用过去15年的经历对我们说话。
That He will use our past 15 years experience to speak to us.
叫我们向着主说主我愿意。
That we will answer to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing. Let us bow our heads and anyone who is moved by the Lord can pray.
你在容忍我们。
Lord, by your mercy that you are allowing us.
我们虽然一再拖延，但你还是这样向我们的呼召。
Even though we delay, you still call out to us.
主，我们知道你向我们说，时候就是现在，我们现在应该起来，应该归回你。
We know that you have called out to us and tell us now is the time that we need to turn back to you.
主，我们承认我们心里实在是被我们自己的属世的事情所充满。
We confess to you that our hearts are filled with all the things of this world.
主啊，求你帮助我们用你的话语，用你的自己，让我们心归向你，完完全全的归向你。
We ask you that by your words you will clean our hearts so that cause our hearts to turn back to you.
主啊，是，求你给我们一个梦，让我们更时时刻刻的看梦想着你殿的荣耀，你自己的荣耀。
Give us a dream that we desire to see the glory of your temple.
主啊，愿你在这边是充满了你的自己的荣耀，愿这个地方是你得到满足的地方。
We pray that this will be a place that is filled with your glory and a place that is pleasing to you.
主啊，我们求你，让我们时时刻刻都羡慕你，羡慕你的自己，让你得到满足。
Give us a desire after you so that you can be satisfied.
求你带领我们，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
You'll continue to guide us, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.感谢主向我们说这些话，求实在是向弟兄姐妹继续的为这有些祷告。
We thank the Lord for speaking to us, and we ask our brother and sister to continue to pray for these words.
有几件事情报告，在报告以前，不知道有没有第一次来的弟兄姐妹或者朋友，能不能请站起来介绍一下？
Before we have our announcements, we would like to introduce our friends.
有没有第一次来的
？If you're here for the first time.
下一个主日聚会完以后，我们儿童主日学有一个家长与老师的会谈。
Next Sunday after the meal, we will have a children and parents and teachers meeting.
所有的从小看婴儿还到五年级的所有的家长都请在门教室的门口。签上你们的时间，可以跟那边主日学的老师有一个会谈。
All the parents who have children from infant to fifth grade, you can sign up on the sheet that is posted on each door.
聚完会以后就请去选你们自己的时间。
And after the meeting, please go sign up for your appointment.
有几个聚会的报告。今天晚上青少年聚会还是在专题弟兄家。
We have several other announcements. Tonight's youth meeting will still be at Brother Randy's house.
礼拜三晚上的祷告聚会是在傅崇根弟兄家。
And Wednesday night's prayer meeting will be at Brother Jin Fu's house.
礼拜四早上还是有姐妹的聚会，是在王太古弟兄家。
But, Thursday morning, we will still have a sister's meeting, and it will be at Catherine's house.
这个星期四的晚上，我们在这边还是有吉他的一个聚集，要想学吉他的可以来这边。
This Thursday night, we will still have our guitar lessons here.
希望弟兄姐妹有兴趣的可以参加，是在礼拜四晚上七点半。
And anyone sister who's interested in learning guitar, you can come participate.
我们今天聚会就到这边结束，我们还是有爱宴，希望弟兄姐妹能够留下来。
Our meetings will end here today, and please do stay for the love feast.